local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:06 on FM Talk 106.5, 36 degrees outside of our studios. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you. We'll be checking in live with Sean Sullivan. He's live at the state capitol in Montgomery. We'll talk to him this hour, see what all is going on up there as Governor Kay Ivey has called a special session for the gas tax. Right now, let's check traffic with Kane, and right after that, your weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's back to school for Baldwin County, and again, you'll see heavier traffic in Daphne and Fairhope, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are checking in accident-free. A good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore with light traffic and no delays out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale, Alabama on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state of Alabama. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now, let's check in on the news. A report from our news journalists. News anchor, Kelly Finley.
Oh, when to see how many titles you're going to give me. Thank you, Dalton. Happy to be here. It is 7:08 on your Thursday morning. We, of course, are talking about that EF4 tornado that has ripped through Lee County. As we now know, Pope Francis says he is praying for the state of Alabama for those killed and those injured in that EF4 tornado. The Pope sent a telegram of condolences on Wednesday to Bishop Thomas Rohde, who of course is here in Mobile, saying he was saddened to learn of the, quote, tragic loss of life and injuries. So 23 people were killed, dozens more injured when that powerful tornado tore through Lee County. The youngest victim, 6 years old, the oldest, 89 years old. At the Vatican, Pope Francis said that he was praying for peace and strength for the survivors and that God, quote, may grant eternal rest to the dead, especially the children, and healing and consolation to the injured and those who grieve. That tornado, again, was an EF4 tornado with winds estimated at 170 miles per hour, the destruction being measured 0.9 miles. According to the National Weather Service, this tornado traveled 70 miles, so from Alabama into Georgia. So you can understand this destruction. And this was the deadliest tornado to hit the U.S. since May of 2013. That's when an EF5 tornado killed 24 people in Moore, Oklahoma. Looking forward, on Friday, of course, which is tomorrow, President Donald Trump will be here in the state to see the destruction and all the damage firsthand. There has been nothing released on his Twitter timeline or from his press secretary as to what we can expect for his movements for Friday. But once we get that information, of course, we'll pass that on to you. The special legislature back in special session, Governor Kay Ivey made the move official Wednesday night to consider an increase in state fuel taxes to increase funding for our roads, our bridges, and the state port here in Mobile. The governor issued the proclamation shortly after her State of the State speech and after the House and Senate suspended their regular session until March the 19th. You'll recall we were telling you for months that the regular session would kick off March 5th. So a bill sponsored by Representative Bill Poole, he's a Republican from Tuscaloosa, that would raise the state tax on gasoline and diesel fuel by 10 cents a gallon over 3 years. That would then raise an estimated $320 million a year if phased in. So the state fuel tax, 18 cents for gas and 19 cents for diesel, those numbers have not changed since 1992, and if you missed the last hour, then you missed the fact that Dalton was one at
not,
the time.
Not yet paying taxes.
Not even paying taxes. He didn't have teeth, probably. So by calling the special session, Dalton, the governor enables this, the governor, I should say, by calling the special session, this enables the bill to skip a procedural step that requires a 3/5 vote during the regular session. The legislation could pass with a majority vote. During her speech, the governor promised that this new revenue would be spent as promised. Interesting to note, though, so the governor may support the move, but the Republican Party Executive Committee, they voted last month to oppose it without an offsetting tax decrease. There's a lot of movement here. There's a lot of information here, and that is why our very own Sean Sullivan, why he's in Montgomery, why he will join us shortly and give us all the deets when it comes to what you need to know when it comes to the gas tax and more in Montgomery. He's going to join us shortly. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 7:12 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up on Mobile Mornings, I have your sports. LeBron James passing Michael Jordan in the record books, and the SEC Women's Tournament began yesterday. I'll give you that full update coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with premeditated murder in Northwest Florida is expected to enter a plea today. Robert Lucas is accused of killing his mother-in-law, Carrie Brewer. Her body, along with a threatening note for Lucas's wife, was found at a home in Navarre last month. Lucas led deputies on a 10-mile high-speed chase through subdivisions and a school zone. Deputies were forced to fire at Lucas when he began driving in their direction.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what tomorrow may bring.
Governor Kay Ivey pledging her support to the people of Lee County. The governor toured the tornado-ravaged area Wednesday. She described the destruction in four words: everything is in shreds. President Trump will get an up-close look when he visits Beauregard tomorrow. An EF4 tornado hit there Sunday, reducing homes and businesses to rubble and killing 23 people. A Mobile police officer involved in a wreck while on duty back in January will be released from the hospital today. Officer Clayton Graham was injured January 19th in an accident at Halls Mill and Demetropolis Roads. The Living Hope Saraland Church is hosting a welcome home celebration this afternoon at 4:30. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you uninsured and need of affordable and quality health care? Victory Health Partners can help. Victory Health Partners is a faith-based, nonprofit medical clinic serving low to moderate income, uninsured adults on the Gulf Coast. Through a network of hundreds of physicians and specialists, patients receive care ranging from primary, dental, specialty, diagnostic, and medication assistance. To schedule an appointment to qualify, call 251-445-0038 or visit victoryhealth.org.
LeBron leaps Jordan in the record books. The women's SEC basketball tournament begins, and Vanderbilt close to setting an SEC record that no one wants to hold. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, number 10-ranked LSU beat Florida in overtime, 79-78. Tremont Waters scored 19 points for the Tigers, including a layup with 3 seconds remaining in regulation to force overtime and a long-distance three-pointer to give LSU a 5-point overtime lead. With one game remaining in the regular season, LSU is tied with Tennessee for first place in the SEC standings. They'll face Vanderbilt this Saturday and can clinch a share of the SEC regular season title with a victory. Speaking of Vanderbilt, the Commodores are now one loss from becoming the first SEC team in the history of the conference to go winless in every SEC game on their schedule. Vandy lost at home last night to Arkansas, 84-48, for their 18th loss in a row and to fall to 0-17 in the SEC. Daniel Gafford led Arkansas in scoring with 20 points in last night's win. The Georgia Bulldogs will officially finish with the second-worst SEC record this season after they were blown out at home against Missouri last night, 64-39. Georgia was held to 14 points in the first half and only scored 25 in the second half. That's their lowest final score since a 61-39 loss to Vanderbilt back in 2004. The women's SEC basketball tournament began yesterday in Greenville, South Carolina, with the four lowest teams in the standings squaring off in play-in games. Florida beat Ole Miss 64-57, and Alabama eliminated Vanderbilt with a 74-57 win. Today there are four games, with LSU taking on Tennessee at 11 a.m., Florida versus Missouri at around 1 o'clock, Arkansas will face Georgia at 5 this afternoon, and Alabama and Auburn meet for the third time this season at around 7 o'clock tonight. Auburn won both regular season meetings with a 10-point win in Tuscaloosa and a 40-point win less than 3 weeks ago in Auburn. Number 1 seed Mississippi State, number 2 South Carolina, number 3 Texas A&M, and number 4 seed Kentucky all earned first-round byes and will not play until tomorrow. In the NBA last night, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list in a Lakers 115-99 loss against the Denver Nuggets.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
LeBron passed Jordan's mark of 32,292 career points midway through the second quarter. James still trails all-time record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant on the scoring list. The New Orleans Pelicans' three-game win streak was snapped and a 114-104 loss at home against the red-hot Utah Jazz. Jazz have won 5 of their last 6 games, with their only loss coming from New Orleans on Monday night. In baseball news, Boston Red Sox pitcher Stephen Wright was suspended 80 games on Wednesday after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Major League Baseball said that Wright tested positive for growth hormone-releasing peptide 2. Wright told reporters on Wednesday that he could not prove that he unintentionally ingested the drug, so he accepted the suspension. The knuckleballer suspension will begin at the start of the 2019 season. And more NFL offseason news to report. The Cleveland Browns announced Wednesday that they've released linebacker Jamie Collins Sr. Collins had been due to earn $10 million in salary in the upcoming season and $12 million in 2020. The Browns traded for Collins the season after he led New England in tackles and went to the Pro Bowl that year. This season, Collins led the Browns in tackles with 104 alongside 4 sacks and an interception, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you didn't have health insurance last year, you could be paying a penalty when you do your taxes this year. But that penalty, implemented by Obamacare, is going away. Republicans said they wanted to get rid of it because it fell mostly on lower and middle-income people. Democrats who wanted to hold on to the penalty say getting rid of it could mean higher healthcare premiums. Keep in mind, the change just started to take effect this year, so will only matter for tax returns filed in 2020. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
At CDW, we get that wireless printing can leave your network vulnerable.
That's why I never take my eyes off our printers. I haven't blinked all day.
That's gotta itch.
No, it's more of a burning sensation.
Well, CDW would orchestrate a solution featuring HP LaserJet Enterprise printers to help you protect your network with reliable automated print security.
Can I blink again?
You sure can. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/HP Print Security.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed is making outside beautiful again. For the freshest, highest quality spring flowers, citrus trees, spring vegetables, trees, shrubs, and more, shop Old Time Feed. Plants from the big box stores may never survive our Gulf Coast heat and humidity. Old Time Feed carries products for our Gulf Coast climate and nothing else. Plus, quality pet supplies, birdseed by the pound or pre-bagged, and even outdoor furniture and decor too. Old Time Feed's products and years of experience make your gardening and lawn beautification easy and successful. Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us again, no new wrecks in the roadways. Rains Line, Halls Mill, and Highway 90. You've got a radar checkpoint in that area. Also in Tillman's Corner, just coming off of Schillinger and Three Notch, but Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65. Looking good there, downtown and also across the Bayway. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile with the four-bedroom, two-bath NXT Amelia, filled with nice amenities. Pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
723 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you. And in Montgomery, our reporter on the scene, Sean Sullivan, reporting live from the state capitol. Hey, Sean, how are things up there on Goat Hill?
Hey, pretty good, man. So I'm up here. I'm in Secretary of State John Merrill's office, and as we are into day three now of the special session, and looking for maybe a vote today in the House. Maybe you have a chance that this is done by next week. We'll kind of walk through that. So you have to have at least three readings in the House. So that's going to take today, tomorrow, and maybe Saturday as they go forward in the House. Then that means Sunday, they most likely, even though they're in special session, not under regular days, they won't go into legislature on Sunday. So that means it comes back, probably goes to the Senate on Monday, and maybe something's in play here by Wednesday. That's what we're looking at right now, and we will be watching this and talking to our local delegation from the Senate side and the House side. We'll be doing that today through the 8 o'clock hour summit, of course, during Midday Mobile today and tomorrow, getting folks on the record how they're going to vote or how they feel they're going to vote. And, you know, there's obviously a very big push here from the governor. Governor Ivey is pushing to get this done, has support of Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh and also House Speaker McCutcheon. But the question is, are there enough people to, at least even in the Senate, if you had one dissenting vote, one person who wouldn't vote, you could go to a cloture situation and get some more discussion, because in a special session like the governor has called here, and this is one of the signs, you can have the discussion of gas tax, the merits of the gas tax, but also I think there's a secondary discussion, and I'm going to ask the questions and hopefully ask your questions today of our representatives, is that is doing it in a special session the most legitimate way to find out what the will of the people is? Because in the special session, of course, whatever you bring the special session up for is given advantages. In this case, it is the gas tax. And with this special session being all about the gas tax infrastructure, then you don't have any issues for budget isolation resolution issues. You also don't have to have a three-fifths majority. You go to simple majority for passing. So there are a lot of advantages given to, like if you were a betting man, you would say, well, the advantage, the points are with the gas tax passing because of the procedure in a special session. So you have two things. You have the debate actually going on of gas tax merits and the infrastructure issues of the state. But on top of that, you have a situation where you have a special session. And does that advantage this bill to pass? And does that take away some of the discussion that would normally come up and give more voices more time to be heard? So there's a couple of things we're looking at here, and we're going to ask those questions. And if you had any questions before, we'll post some more things up. I posted on Twitter, you know, facts about the gas tax. It's going to be 10 cents. Governor Ivey saying yesterday, no, it's not coming back from that. They did make some adjustments to the electric car fee and the hybrid car fee, but still 10 cents, and it comes over 3 years. It's a 6 cent hike, then a 2 cent, then 2 cents for a total of 10. They're not coming back from that number, and that's going forward in perpetuity. Actually, there is some nuanced discussion about increasing the gas tax on down the road, but right now the push would be 3 years and 10 cents.
Okay, Sean Sullivan live in Montgomery. Question for you, true or false? Is this because they tried to have a legislative session start on Fat Tuesday that we're having these problems, do you think? I mean,
Most likely. Bad planning, not thinking about how we do things on, you know, and oddly enough, people up here in Montgomery think we're from another part of the world, let alone another part of the state. We kind of get this idea that we're so very different. But yeah, I told many of them, I said, you know, the idea of having, you know, having sessions start on Fat Tuesday, that's just very bad planning. But
yeah.
the special session, that is part of the other discussion, and I want folks at home to understand too, this separate discussion, not just of the merits of the gas tax, but a separate discussion of the advantages given a bill in a special session. And if you're for a bill, you might think, oh, that's great. But just to be aware of that, and with that, you have this two-week timeline to get this passed. You have a lot of pressure going on up here in Montgomery. They've had many, many parties, cocktail parties and get-togethers last night, which is also another time to twist arms for if you had Republicans out there that were not going to vote for this. And remember, Alabama Republican Party Executive Committee just 2 weeks ago voted to not back a gas tax. They voted to oppose a gas tax. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you had the Republican head of the Senate, Republican head of the House being for it, and the Republican governor of the state being for it. So it's going to be an intra-party discussion. It should be or inter-party discussion. And it's going to be interesting how this plays out, and whose arms get twisted or whose toast gets buttered before the vote goes down finally in the House, probably by Saturday, and then the Senate probably by this coming Wednesday.
I'm so hungry now that you said that. And like you said, Sean, the House and Senate suspended the regular session until March 19th, so all eyes will be on Montgomery for sure.
Yeah, that's another angle. Too, talking to our buddy Jeff Poor with WVNN Radio, who will be on with us later. He's doing his show here from the Secretary of State's office as well. And of course, you read him in Lanyap and Breitbart and all that. But he said, hey, also, if they do get this done, maybe there's an advantage for the members of the legislature, because if they get it done, they don't have to come back. The regular session cannot start till the end of this two-week window you just described, Kelly. So they could give themselves a little spring break vacation right here at the beginning of regular session.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you, Sean. That's Sean Sullivan live
He's
from
so
Montgomery.
I hope he took some moon pies with him.
You know, that would be a great gift for people from up there in Montgomery. Don't get moon pies very often. We'll be checking in with Sean all throughout the morning and, of course, all of Midday Mobile live from Montgomery as they are in special session. Right now, 729 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, your full weather forecast with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. Five, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking the public to be on the lookout for a woman they say failed to report back to Metro Jail from her work release job. 30-year-old Jessica Welch of 8 Mile was last seen Tuesday around 12:45, leaving in a gray vehicle from her work release job in Criola. Metro Jail's website shows she was arrested in February for possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. A woman was arrested after she was accused of hitting a child with her car. 37-year-old LaShonda Norman is charged with aggravated child abuse and resisting officers. The child told police that she was mad at him after an argument. Authorities say she pulled over in a parking lot on North Davis Highway in Pensacola. The child said he got out, then Norman hit her with her car. He had a swollen hand and cut near his wrist. Police arrested her at her work outside the Social Security office in downtown Pensacola. A big thank you to everyone who donated to tornado victims in southeast Alabama. News 5 teamed up with the Alabama Broadcasters Association and the Red Cross to collect more than $29,000 in pledges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys,
lock them up.
Ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has a sentencing hearing today in U.S. District Court, where he'll learn how much time, if any, he'll serve in prison for tax and bank fraud. Tensions on Capitol Hill are rising over remarks from freshman Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar questioning Israel supporters in Congress. Correspondent Lauren Fox says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution against criticizing Omar.
She told her colleagues that no one should ascribe motives to their other member. She said, quote, "You can disagree wholeheartedly, but do not question their patriotism or their loyalty."
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is hoping for a victory as he wages a battle against cancer. Medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen paints a grim outlook for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients.
People at this stage, only 3% of them are still alive 5 years after their diagnosis.
Alex Trebek vows to fight on. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal reports the Trump administration is weighing new ways to spur the sale of health insurance across state lines. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is asking for comment on eliminating regulatory and other barriers that may be discouraging interstate sales, a request that often means guidance or new regulation will follow. Shares of Allergan slid after the close and are down 2% pre-market after the pharmaceutical company announced disappointing test results for its depression treatment. Rapastinel failed to improve depression symptoms more than placebo when added to existing antidepressants in not one but three studies. Family Dollar will close another 400 stores this year. It will also rebrand around 200 stores as Dollar Tree, while other Family Dollar stores will try to lift traffic and sales by stocking Dollar Tree merchandise and, where permitted, alcohol. The Dow pulled back 133 points. The Nasdaq dropped 70 in its first three-day losing streak of the year. Futures lower.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value? is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. Also, Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery. And we are joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So 38 degrees outside of our studios. It's been heating up ever so slightly this morning, but we can expect warmer weather on the way.
Yeah, it's on the way up, and looks like about 65 for this afternoon, and only got up to 58 yesterday. And the normal high for this time of the year is around 70, so we're going to get close, and we're going to top that tomorrow. Tonight, skies will become mostly cloudy for a while, and we'll see a low tonight in the low 50s, so that's quite different. And then tomorrow, a partly cloudy day, up to 75 degrees. Now, for the weekend, it looks like we've got some rain in the forecast. For Saturday, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms occurring in the afternoon. And the coverage of rain will increase Saturday night. And the high on Saturday in the upper 70s. So we'll be getting near 80, possibly reaching 80 degrees. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms and temperatures again in the upper 70s. So a very warm weekend. But it looks like we're going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity both days, and the greatest coverage, though, will be Saturday night.
And that's the last thing we want in Alabama is more severe storm potential. Where is it looking worst as far as potential for severe storms right now in the state?
Yeah, right now it looks like on Saturday and Saturday night that we'll see some severe thunderstorm activity and potentially tornadoes. And that'll be over central and northern Alabama, also parts of Mississippi on Saturday, particularly central and northern Mississippi. It's an upper air disturbance. It'll be moving slowly across both Mississippi and Alabama, and that's going to help set off the severe weather activities. It looks like it'll be well to the north of us. There's just maybe a slight chance we could see a strong thunderstorm or two down here. But just like the last outbreak, it's going to be well to the north of Mobile.
Well, it's been very cold or relatively cold down here the last few nights. I know going into this little cold snap, you said we might reach the lowest temperatures we've had this winter. How close did we get to that, Dr. Bill?
Well, we tied it. The coldest temperature so far this winter was 29 degrees, and that was in January, and that just occurred one time, and then we saw 29 degrees yesterday morning. So we tied the coldest temperature for the winter.
All right. And the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac still out there, still free. Tell everybody where they can go to pick some of those up.
Yeah, here at Mobile, you can stop by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes out on I-65 and also West Marine, two locations at I-65 and Airport Boulevard, and also down at Dog River. Classic cars on Cottage Hill Road and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, Robertsdale Power Equipment Company, Autocraft Collision Centers, and in Fairhope, Billy Langford Allstate, as well as Old Time Garden Supply. And those almanacs, as usual, they are free.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. 7:38 on Mobile Mornings. Let's check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident on the interstate northbound 65 between Government and Airport off at the side of the road, but it is with injuries. Officers are there. State troopers say they're clear, but they're running radar out toward Grand Bay Wilmer Road and the state line. But at Bayway, the causeway looks great coming in from the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives.
Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Sean will be checking in live from Montgomery. He's up there as Governor Kay Ivey has called a special session to get that gas tax passed. We'll see a movement on that daily from Montgomery, and Sean will keep us updated. Right now, to keep us updated on the news headlines on this Thursday morning, here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. We've been talking this morning on the news side here in Mobile. We're talking about that EF4 tornado in Lee County. Earlier in the show, we told you how there was a search for those missing. Well, we know that all have been accounted for, so the death toll remains at 23. The good news is that those final seven people that were reported missing, not only were they found, but they were found alive. It's very, that's great news from a town that's been just ravaged by this tornado. Again, 23 people lost their lives. This was the deadliest tornado to hit the U.S. since May 2013. That's when an EF5 tornado killed 24 people in Moore, Oklahoma. So I've also been monitoring the Twitter handle because of course, the Governor Kay Ivey is busy. We're talking legislative session, and Sean will have more on that. But on her Twitter timeline, what she's done is she's helping to spread the word when it comes to how you may be able to help. There's a tweet that the governor posted saying that you could call a certain number if you'd like to give back. That was for the local stations there, WSFA, because what happens is, as we know it, it's a concerted effort. So our news partners here, WKRG, they had this tremendous telethon and raised big money, so we're thankful for that. Governor says that I'm pleased to share that Verizon has generously donated $40,000 to the governor's emergency relief fund to support unmet needs for impacted Alabamians recovering from the storm. If you'd like more information, you can follow her as well. She also ordered flags to be flown at half staff to honor the 23 lives lost in the Lee County tornadoes. Flags should remain lowered until sunset on Sunday, March 10th, 2019. Verizon also chimed in, thanking those for allowing them to give back in a big way. Governor, of course, toured the tornado devastation and destruction earlier this week. And also this, here's new information from FEMA Region 4. A variety of resources may be available to help with recovery from the March 3rd tornado. If you are a Lee County resident or business owner, call 211 to connect with local sources for help. That's disasterassistance.gov. Dalton is where we can go online. Some people like to go online, some people like to call. So, but again, 211. That's a very important number that you can call when it's non-emergency, but you still need that assistance. So that way you don't tie up the 911 line. And real quickly, looking ahead, because I promised to tell you this, don't forget that the Sunday, since we just mentioned Sunday, it's daylight saving time. Don't add the extra S.
Okay. Yeah, I always add the extra S.
No, the official time change is 2 a.m. So be mindful of that as you get ready to go to work for Monday. You either can be very, very early or be right on time. It's up to you. It's when you set that clock forward. We, of course, are springing forward because it's spring. Okay? 2 a.m. Daylight saving time.
I need to remember that, or I will be here at 3 a.m. on Monday morning. Want to do that.
Get the extra S out of it. This is Kelly Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And you mentioned the money that's been raised for disaster relief and our news partners at WKRG, alongside the Alabama Broadcasters Association and American Red Cross, held a telethon yesterday. And one of the three big things on our website, fmtalk1065.com, they raised $29,145 during that telethon. Some great news from our news partners, WKRG. Check out that story at fmtalk1065.com. Also, the story that Kelly was just talking about, Governor Ivey touring the devastation there in Lee County. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll talk with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the Weekend Fishing Report. The top story, as it has been for the last few weeks, enter the A-Team Fishing Adventures Raffle. All that money goes towards the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. We'll be drawing for a winner here in 2 weeks right here on Mobile Mornings during Captain Bobby's segment, the Weekend Fishing Report. Raffle package includes a professionally guided fishing trip with Captain Bobby Abrascato, a custom-built fishing rod, and a stocked tackle box. An amazing prize, and it all goes towards a great cause, the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, got your sports news right here on Mobile Mornings.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
In 2016, there were 1,089 traffic fatalities in Alabama. It's estimated that one-third were a direct result of deficient roadways. That means one person dies every day in Alabama from a car accident resulting from unsafe roads. There's no excuse, Alabama. It's time to make our roads safer for us all. Support Governor Ivey's Rebuild Alabama bill and visit RebuildAlabama.com for more information. Paid for by the Business Council of Alabama.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Austin, I see crews from Arrow all over town, all over Baldwin County. Y'all have expanded.
We did. We acquired Knockout Termite and Pest at the end of the summer last year, and we're happy to say Mike and Sonny and their teams on board with us is just making our team that much larger.
All right, because I know you've got east and a west location for Mobile.
We do. We have a North Baldwin, a Daphne, and a Foley location in Baldwin County.
So pretty much if they're listening to us right now, there's a location of Arrow close to them.
We can take care of your needs for sure.
All right, let's talk about that as we get into this time of year. Of course, mosquito season, as you've told us before, is pretty much year-round now. And we're looking towards swarming season for termites. So now's the time to get that evaluation. You're always talking about a home evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us and we'll get our home evaluator come out and do an inspection of the property and see what you particularly need on your particular house.
All right. Well, give us directions to find you online and that phone number.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with premeditated murder in Northwest Florida is expected to enter a plea today. Robert Lucas is accused of killing his mother-in-law, Carrie Brewer. Her body, along with a threatening note for Lucas's wife, was found at a home in Navarre last month. Lucas led deputies on a 10-mile high-speed chase through subdivisions and a school zone. Deputies were forced to fire at Lucas when he began driving in their direction.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what tomorrow may bring.
Governor Kay Ivey pledging her support to the people of Lee County. The governor toured the tornado-ravaged area Wednesday. She described the destruction in four words: everything is in shreds. President Trump will get an up-close look when he visits Beauregard tomorrow. An EF4 tornado hit there Sunday, reducing homes and businesses to rubble and killing 23 people. A Mobile police officer involved in a wreck while on duty back in January will be released from the hospital today. Officer Clayton Graham was injured January 19th in an accident at Halls Mill and Demetropolis Roads. The Living Hope Saraland Church is hosting a welcome home celebration this afternoon at 4:30. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
7:48 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball, number 10-ranked LSU beat Florida in overtime, 79-78. Tremont Waters scored 19 points for the Tigers, including a layup with 3 seconds remaining in regulation to force overtime, then a long-distance three-pointer to give LSU a 5-point overtime lead. With one game remaining in the regular season, LSU is tied with Tennessee for first place in the SEC standings. Face Vanderbilt this Saturday and can clinch a share of the SEC regular season title with a victory. Speaking of Vanderbilt, the Commodores are now one loss from becoming the first SEC team in the history of the conference to go winless in every SEC game on the schedule. Vandy lost at home last night to Arkansas 84-48 for their 18th loss in a row and to fall to 0-17 in the SEC. Daniel Gafford led Arkansas in scoring with 20 points in last night's win. The Georgia Bulldogs will officially finish with the second worst SEC record after getting blown out at home against Missouri last night 64-39. Georgia was held to 14 points in the first half and only scored 25 in the second half, their lowest final score since a 61-39 loss to Vanderbilt in 2004. The women's SEC basketball tournament began yesterday in Greenville, South Carolina, with the four lowest teams in the standings squaring off for a place in the tournament. Florida beat Ole Miss 64-57, and Alabama eliminated Vanderbilt with a 74-57 win. Today there are four games, with LSU taking on Tennessee at 11 a.m., Florida versus Missouri at around 1 o'clock. Arkansas will face Georgia at 5 this afternoon, and Alabama and Auburn meet for the third time this season. That'll be around 7 o'clock tonight. Auburn won both regular season meetings with a 10-point win in Tuscaloosa and a 40-point win less than 3 weeks ago in Auburn. Number 1 seed Mississippi State, number 2 South Carolina, number 3 Texas A&M, and number 4 seed Kentucky all earned first-round byes and will not play until tomorrow. In the NBA last night, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list in a Lakers 115-99 loss against the Denver Nuggets.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
LeBron passed Jordan's mark of 32,292 career points midway through the second quarter. James still trails the all-time record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant on the scoring list. 10 minutes till 8 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, just wrapping up that accident with injuries northbound 65 between Government and Airport. It's been a good ride across the Bayway. So far, you've got heavier traffic just north of 104 and 98 in Daphne heading up towards the interstate. And now the westbound lanes along I-10, right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, we've got a stalled vehicle slowing up traffic. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into a reality. Their team is certified wedding planners can organize every detail for your special day. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
I appreciate that. We've been giving you updates, of course, about what's happening from a tornado standpoint. Of course, all the help that you can give. We've talked about Twitter. We've talked about phone numbers, 211 and all that good stuff. So just be mindful of that as we continue to keep you posted on that. Let me give you a couple of news hits, Dalton, because, you know, there's still news, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to outside the state. Hard to believe, but 2020 is coming. And would you be surprised if I told you the Democratic National Committee and Fox News are not on the same page?
Not surprised. Consider me not surprised.
Right. DNC says they will not allow Fox News to host a presidential primary debate. They made the announcement this week. DNC Chairman Tom Perez says it's because of the close relationship between President Trump and Fox that this is not happening, saying, quote, recent reporting in The New Yorker on the inappropriate relationship between President Trump His administration and Fox News has led me to concede that the network is not in a position to host a fair and neutral debate for our candidates. Therefore, Fox News will not serve as a media partner for the 2020 Democratic primary debates. And listen, there's going to be as many as 12 debates coming on down the pike. So that's a big deal. I'm sure this is just the beginning of many issues that we can expect to pop up. Because, hey, when you're talking politics, there's somebody on both sides, right?
Always.
Always. All right. So that's what's happening in our nation's capital, so to speak. Closer to home. And this may impact you because many families love to shop at Family Dollar. I'm not sure if you saw this headline, but Family Dollar is announcing they're going to close almost 400 of their stores this year while renovating 1,000 other locations. And guess why they're renovating? So they can sell alcohol. Yes, Family Dollar is operated by Dollar Tree. CEO says, we are confident we're taking the appropriate steps to reposition our Family Dollar brand for increasing profitability as business initiatives gain traction in the back half of fiscal 2019. How about that? So Dollar Tree had already closed 84 Family Dollar locations in the last quarter of the year. There are more than 8,000 Family Dollar locations here in the U.S., but interesting, selling alcohol. That's a new move. You, as they say, we have to watch the numbers. Time will tell when it comes to how their profit will benefit or not moving forward. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:55, and it is a Thursday. That means it's time for the Weekend Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoors. You'll find them just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And good morning, Captain Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm going to try something here. I'm going to patch in our own fishing expert, Sean Sullivan, who is nowhere near water right now. He's up.
Well, I'm near the Alabama River.
Oh, there's that.
Not on the Gulf Coast. Captain Bobby, I got to ask this. So what do we always say? March comes in like a sheephead and out like a speckled trout or something like that?
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, this time it came in like a speckled trout and it's starting to go out like a sheephead, man. It's we're all bundled back up. I had to shake the mothballs out of the winter clothes and heck, fishing shorts last week, and we're all bundled back up this morning and fishing in this cold weather. So, heck, who knows? But, you know, we talk a lot about water temperature, and it's amazing. When you get drops like this, even though the fish have made that transition, they really almost kind of shut down in the same areas, but they get a little bit tougher to catch when it gets cold like this. So, you know what I always do? Run back home to mama, man. We went back red fishing. the good old redfish, man. You can count on them when the weather does this crazy stuff. They don't care, dude. Put a live cricket or a gulp in front of them, and they're going to eat.
Yeah, you know, if you don't speak Bobby Ease, that does mean a shrimp instead of actual live cricket. So, but here's my question is, we've got this little cold break outbreak, and sure, this is the second coldest morning of the whole winter. But that water had warmed up so much. If it's a day or two or a night or two of this cold weather, does that do that much to move that water temperature? What do you expect by the time it warms up this weekend?
In the shallows, the water column, the narrow water column drops a lot quicker, obviously, you know. But the thing is, the fish, once they've made this transition, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be in the same areas that they were. It's just, you know, like I said, when it gets cooler like this, they react to it. And it seems to be a little bit more trout than redfish.
What about water clarity? We've had so much rainfall coming down the river system. What are we looking like?
Well, the bay's messed up. It's really bad because Barry's up over 14 feet, but we moved down to the south and to the west, and it's actually so clear down here right now. I'm actually having to find a little bit deeper water just to get some reaction out of the fish because it's so clear. So there's plenty of clear water around, plenty of salinity around to catch some fish, you know?
Well, it sounds good. Let folks know if they want to get a trip booked with you. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's my website, and it'll have all the contact information for us and a way for you to get into that Sean Tudor Memorial Fund raffle we're doing.
Great stuff, Captain Bobby. Get back after them, and we'll be doing this in shorts and T-shirts again soon.
Very soon. Thank you, old buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go by and say hello to Chip and the whole gang and get the gear Captain Bobby uses. All right. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way. State Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh joins us as we broadcast live from Montgomery right here on FM Talk 106.5.